So let me start by introducing who we are. We are the Community Pediatric Programs. We are a program that is a result of a partnership with the Children's Hospital at Montefiore and the Children's Health Fund. And it is actually our relationship with the Children's Health Fund that we receive funding for this particular initiative that I will be talking about today. And of course, that the funding comes from GlaxoSmithKline. There are two programs in the Community Pediatric Programs. The first one, which was founded in 1987, was the New York Children's Health Project. It was founded by Dr. Irwin Red Leonard and singer and songwriter and social activist Paul Simon. It's a Section 330 grantee, and we are a primary care provider for homeless families, residents of DV shelters, domestic violence shelters, and homeless street youth. We have mobile medical units, and we use it to provide primary care service to 13 sites all across New York City except Staten Island. The other program is the South Bronx Health Center for Children and Families. It was founded in 1993. It's also a Section 330 grantee. It is a community-based health center, and 65% of our patients at our South Bronx Health Center are actually public housing residents. And this is an offshoot of the service that we have been providing to homeless families. And the South Bronx was the place where a lot of our formerly homeless patients were actually being housed. So to provide continuity of care, we did proceed to establish this clinic as well. Just to give you an overview of the initiative or the model itself, if you can see that at the very core and at the very center is the patient, because this model is really intended to help our patients, a very underserved population. At the top are the family healthcare workers, and if you look at the color codes, family healthcare workers are in yellow, and those that are in yellow are the things that they do for our patients. So basically, the model calls for health workers to manage specialty referrals for our patients. So once they have been identified to be needing specialty care, appointments are then scheduled on behalf of these patients by our workers. And then patients are also informed about these appointments, and they are given reminder phone calls and letters about their upcoming specialty appointments. We do not stop at that. We also provide transportation for our patients. For the homeless family program, we provide car service, and mostly for the housed patients or the domiciled patients who are patients of our health center, we provide mass transit, transportation accommodations, so we give them metro cards. The circles are overlapping each other. This means that it's really just the family healthcare worker's job to get this done. The patient has to have an input, and they have eventually they're the ones who are going to make this happen for them to keep their appointments. We do have a very, a very amazing tool that we use. It's a web-based database, a tracking database, which we call the Referral Management Initiative. A new version is actually up and coming, and it should be available in January. But basically what it does is it tracks everything that we do as far as those two areas are concerned, which is managing of specialty referrals and transportation arrangements. It is web-based. It can be accessed virtually anywhere. And the end result, of course, is for the patient to keep their specialty appointments. Just to brag a little bit about the program, RMI was actually recognized as one of the promising referral practices for the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Maternal and Child Health Bureau through the Federal Expert Work Group on Pediatrics of Specialty Capacity, and this was in their 2006 publication. Some evaluation findings we have on our archives actually our kept specialty appointments or patient adherence was at about 7% before we initiated this program, this initiative. And this initiative has actually been in existence for 10 years now. Data from 97 to 2001, it went up to 61%. We're down by 1% in this current evaluation that I did. There is a lot of changes going on in the policies regarding homeless families. A lot of them are actually being required to attend a lot of meetings to get their public assistance taken care of, for them to find public housing, and for them to find schools for their children wherever they will be housed. And the sad fact is a lot of medical specialty appointments do take a back seat. So despite everything that we do, our adherence rate is at 60%, which is by no means not good at all. It's actually very good, but you know, we always have to strive for better outcomes. Just a little bit of literature review. Access to subspecialty care barriers. Of course, number one is socioeconomic status, specifically being poor. Distance to travel, which is what this whole study is about. Transportation, language and culture, insurance status, and long periods, waiting times between referral dates and actual specialty care appointments. So you could do a referral, but it does happen a lot of times that the specialty appointments cannot be accommodated. Purpose of the study was to determine whether distance to travel, despite provision of transportation, like I said, we do provide car service, 95% of them car service for the homeless population, is significantly associated with keeping their appointments. So the research question from the purpose of the study is, does sending patients to specialty clinic appointments within their borough of residence affect their adherence? New York City is composed of 5 boroughs, which are actually equivalent to counties. So our homeless shelters for our families are scattered throughout the city in different boroughs, except Staten Island. Our main hospital affiliate is Montefiore Medical Center, which is way up in the Bronx. So it is but natural for us to send most of our patients up to the Bronx. However, we do have shelters that are very far away from the Bronx. So we tried to look at this as well, maybe because we wanted to know whether this had any effect on our patients keeping their appointments. So our hypothesis is sending patients to specialty clinic appointments within their borough residence is associated with a higher likelihood of adherence. The data source, of course, is, like I said, our amazing database, RMI database, and the measurement period is between January 2005 to September 2007, which is basically the end of the third quarter of this year. The only eligible cases would be appointments that are considered medical specialty and allied health appointments. So this would be dental, mental health, nutrition, physical therapy. And they should be appointments that were scheduled by health workers for the homeless program. We had 2 variables. The dependent variable was appointment adherence, which is kept versus broken. This is, of course, not this is definitely not a dichotomous variable. We do have kept not seen, broken, canceled. So we did have to recode some of these variables and categorize them as you see them now. Our independent variable was appointments location. So whether the patient was sent within the same borough or the same county, or whether they were sent to a different borough. Our results show that 60% of specialty appointments processed, all in all, doesn't matter whether they were sent same borough or not, where the RMI workers were kept. So that's 4,771 over a total of 7,961 appointments that were scheduled by our workers. 70% of the specialty appointments that were sent to clinics, patients that were sent to clinics within their same borough of residence, 70% of them actually kept their appointments, as opposed to about 59% who were scheduled for appointments in another borough. Only 59% kept their appointments. And of course, the test statistic is based on the Pearson chi-square. The p-value is less than 0.05, which makes it statistically significant. We also did a simple correlation. Oh, by the way, with the chi-square, it was contingency 2x2 tables that we used. And then we also did a simple test of correlation, and we did find a weak positive correlation between the two variables, which basically means that specialty appointments within the borough of residence were more likely to be kept. I say it's weak because the test statistic is 0.023, and it's really not very near 1 at all. So To sum it all up, we have discovered, just as we have already thought of, but this findings really just proved it to be even more so, that even with transportation provided, even with car service to and from the appointments, distance to travel even in an urban area is still a barrier to access among this population. And also, even though if patients can be referred anywhere in the city, in New York, by the way, the homeless population is entitled to fee-for-service Medicaid. They are not required to enroll in a managed care program. And if they are enrolled in Medicaid managed care, they have the right to disenroll. So it makes it easier for us. There's actually benefit to referring them to a specialist which is close to home, and at present their home is the homeless shelter. Especially for those shelters like Queens and Brooklyn and Manhattan, because our main hospital where we send most of our patients are in the Bronx, so if we could cultivate relationships within the borough, it would be really good. And again, it will be worth cultivating referral relationships with facilities we are not affiliated with, especially if it is not in another borough other than the Bronx, because of the fee-for-service status that our patients do have. In the end, what we really want is for patients to keep their appointments. So even if there might be some issues about revenues with our main affiliate, each provider, of course, really just want their patients to see their and keep their specialty appointments. This is a map of the vicinity of the New York City area. If you see the arrow, that is where the main hospital is, Montefiore Medical Center. It's in the North Bronx. And over here is the island of Manhattan, which is a bar in itself. Brooklyn is over here. Queens is here, and this is Staten Island. We don't go to Staten Island. But we do have a shelter somewhere here near JFK Airport. And if we cultivate relationships with clinics within Queens, or at least in North Brooklyn, it would be really very good for us and for our patients. And here are my references